Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is, Wednesday. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. These days just zip by, and it is the week after Memorial Day weekend. Hey, great to have you here. Tonight, we'll get a live report from the Mackinac Policy Conference on Mackinac Island. We'll find out what they're talking about in the anticipation that Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly will announce that he's running for governor. Also, hedge fund billionaire Steve Cohen, you may not know the name, but he was at the center of the largest insider trading investigation in history. Tonight, you'll get the lowdown on him, just as the Washington Street Journal reports that he's set to open up a new hedge fund next year, $20 billion hedge fund, the biggest we'll ever see in this country to this point. Let's begin with what really should be the headline story. It is not, in many cases, but it's just an incredible story of what's happened in Afghanistan. A bombing in Kabul, hundreds injured, at least 90 killed. The number will probably go up from here. We've been in the country there 15 years now at war. Is it time to double up or leave? Jim Phillips is with us, Senior Research Fellow for Middle Eastern Affairs at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, how big of a deal is this bombing, would you say?
Well, I think Kabul has been hit by bombs before, but this was a huge bomb. And what makes it concerning is that it was in near the diplomatic compound, which is also where a lot of the government offices are. And this is one of the most secure areas in the city.
What do you think the message of the bomb is, though?
I think it's an effort to show that despite the fact that the Taliban has not taken any major cities yet, that it can reach into the capital and kill people. And I think it's, like many groups that use terrorism, it meant to terrorize a stronger enemy.
Why did the Taliban deny any connection with the bombing?
It may not be the Taliban. In fact, I suspect it may be an ISIS splinter group because about 2 months ago, the U.S. Did use one of its biggest bombs, the so-called mother of all bombs, against an ISIS tunnel complex in eastern Afghanistan, and this may be the ISIS answer.
Is there any point in us being there moving forward after 15 years of being in Afghanistan?
I think there is a major reason, and that's to keep Al-Qaeda and ISIS from turning Afghanistan into a base to use against the U.S. Once again. The U.S. has been able to keep the Taliban out of power. ISIS has grown recently, but it's still very weak.
Does this mean we essentially have to be there forever to keep them from coming back?
I think it will have to be there for probably more than another decade, but eventually I think the Afghans themselves will be able to beat back the Taliban and or negotiate some kind of a political settlement, but they need foreign help to do that.
The Army General Commander there says that we're at a stalemate with the Taliban, and he wants thousands more troops turn the tide in the war. Is that something we should be doing?
I think it should be something we're doing. I think he's asked for 3,000 to 5,000 more troops. I think the U.S. has about 8,400 troops there now, of which most of them are just training the Afghan army, which does most of the fighting. Mm-hmm. About 2,000 of the U.S. troops are involved in a counterterrorism mission against Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or other groups that may try to strike the continental U.S.
Okay, so if 15 years isn't enough time for the Afghans to effectively deal with the Taliban on their own, why would another decade change things?
Well, I think, unfortunately, the last administration sent signals that the U.S. was going to pull out, and I think that helped the Taliban undermine morale in the government. The U.S. actually stopped attacking Taliban leaders and declared that the Taliban was no longer an enemy. but they've kept supporting Al-Qaeda and kept up the pressure on the government. So I think a new administration that took action and actually defined the Taliban as an enemy could have a great impact.
Okay, so if we have a bombing like this, though, and we send more troops, and, I mean, how secure is the country, really? How safe would troops be in Afghanistan?
Well, they'll be able to defend themselves, it would be risky, but pulling out would be even riskier.
What happens if we pull out?
I think that then you see a humanitarian catastrophe in Afghanistan, another flood of refugees, and you see Al-Qaeda back in there with training camps, training foreign fighters to visit America.
Okay. I mean, can other Middle Eastern countries help? I mean, why is it just on us to hold things together there?
Well, there are, I think, about 3,000 or 4,000 NATO troops. There have been other Asian countries that have been supportive, such as India. Even China has been supportive of the Afghan government. But it's going to take a long-term, comprehensive program to undermine and eventually defeat the Taliban and ISIS.
Yeah, you think we'll see more of these massive kind of bombings we saw today?
I may see more similar type bombings, but I'm not sure that groups are well organized enough to do bombing on this scale over and over. At least up till now, they haven't been.
And you're saying you think it's a splinter ISIS group, and this is a retaliation for that mother of all bombs that dropped there. How'd they pull it off? I mean, if this is such a secure area, how do you think they got this massive bomb in there?
Well, that's the disturbing thing, because according to reports, they had to go through at least one other layer of security to get there. So it's either incompetence or some kind of corruption. Maybe a guard was bribed. Or something like that, but it's unclear to me right now exactly how it was done.
Okay, and you're saying we need troops. We can't just do this via drones and just hit the Taliban from the sky when they start to grow.
Well, I think the last administration tried that before it then cut back tremendously on the use of drones. After the death of bin Laden, I think they were hoping to wean the Taliban away from Al-Qaeda, but that didn't happen.
Jim Phillips, Senior Research Fellow for Middle Eastern Affairs at the Heritage Foundation, right here on WILS. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Yep.